Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of NAFQ's annual conference named Engage 2023 this year. And I tell you, Kurt, engage is the word of the last couple of days, because I see so many people engaged at this conference, brainstorming and networking and just talking in groups and stuff. So it's a pretty cool word you guys came up with, and it's really appropriate for this gathering.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, this is why it's so great to be in person again.
Yeah, no doubt.
Getting to network, getting to share ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, coming from my perspective, you know, the economy provides a lot of fodder right now
for
to talk about different outlooks and different approaches.
Yeah, indeed. And pardon me, where's my manners? Introductions. Kurt Long from NAFQ, the chief economist and VP of research at NAFQ. So speaking of talking about the economy, so what are you hearing in the hallways? What are some of the discussions you're having in regards to the economy right now? I bet you are getting pulled in 100 different directions.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting time in the economy. I think still a lot of maybe residual pessimism from, you know, maybe the last 12 months when everyone just thought, oh, recession is definitely on our doorstep. It's only a matter of when.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And just time went on, and people kept kind of pushing back those recession dates. Don't worry, it's coming. Mm-hmm, it's not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I think in the last probably 2 to 3 months, some of that pessimism has started to dissipate, and people are starting to turn a little bit more optimistic about, you know, maybe starting to talk about soft landing and as a real possibility.
Yeah, yeah, because we've been talking about this for quite a few quarters now. It's like this recession's been playing hide and go seek for quite a while now, and it looks like, and I think people are kind of like, huh, all right, I guess it's not happening, or let's just get on with our day, you know, basically it sounds like. People are just kind of moving on from it, and if it happens, it happens. And I'm like you, I think it's probably going to be a very soft landing here, especially as the second couple of quarters of our year. So yeah, so that's kind of encouraging to hear, I guess.
I think so, yeah, and you know, my view all along has been, you know, I was a little bit more optimistic than maybe others, and especially markets, were maybe at the beginning of this year. So you know, I continue to think that the strength of the labor market has really underpinned the economy,
mm-hmm,
and prevented that recession that everyone expected. And you know, now we're at the point where, you know, the Fed has gotten rates above 5%. We're probably going to get another rate hike next month.
Okay.
And I think there's probably at least probably one more in the fourth
quarter. Oh, really? Okay.
But you have to ask yourself, you know, we went from 0 to 5%.
I know. Unprecedented stuff.
Yeah, we didn't get a recession. Is one or two more rate hikes really going to be the one to sort of break the camel, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I certainly think there's a lot of uncertainty, mm-hmm, especially as we get into 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the next maybe 9 months or so, you know, I feel pretty confident that we're going to avoid a recession.
Yeah, yeah. And moving toward the rates thing, I mean, obviously there's good and bad to that. I mean, there's always two sides of the coin, but I'm looking at the good side of the coin, and boy, I tell you, shopping for CDs and things like that right now, money market, I mean, there's kind of a bonanza going on right now.
What do you see
on that end?
You talk about, you know, you open by talking about engage, and how that creates a lot of things to think about for credit unions too, as you know, it interacts with liquidity conditions,
mm-hmm,
and how are credit unions going to price savings rates. And yeah, you know, obviously savers are making a lot more money right now, and you know, it creates some interesting sort of inflationary dynamics too.
Yeah, yeah.
For credit unions, we've started to see inflation fall, you know, due to what the Fed has done.
Right,
but
right,
that just means that because, you know, wages have sort of remained elevated,
mm-hmm,
that means that real incomes are starting to rise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so does that spur some more spending that might, you know, reinvigorate inflation down the road?
Right. Well, that's my other thing, was like, spending has not stopped.
That's right.
Even though we've been through this, you know, whatever we've been through the last, you know, two or three quarters, spending has not stopped. It's still going.
And we actually got some data this morning on first quarter GDP. It's funny. Usually, they put the number out on a quarterly GDP, then they make one revision a month later, then another revision 2 months later, and usually those revisions are not even newsworthy at all.
Yeah, yeah.
This time we got the last revision for first quarter GDP, a huge increase, and it was all because of spending. Consumer spending was a lot stronger than initially estimated in the first quarter. So, yeah, I think consumers are. Consumers are still spending, you're actually starting to see in the sentiment indexes, consumer sentiment, which has been in the tank for so long, is actually starting to turn up
lately. Yeah, and if you've been in an airport lately, they are jam-packed, so people are traveling and spending money there as well. So that's good news. I mean, I see it as good news. So
I do too. I mean, I don't want a recession. I don't think the Fed wants a recession. They're hoping that inflation can sort of settle down without one. Right. Remains to be seen. Yeah. There's still a lot of work to go there. But I think there's more reasons for optimism than there was a few months ago.
Yeah, no doubt. And so let's switch gears to housing. Mm. We're in the midst of the home buying season, if you will. So what are you seeing on that front?
Housing is really interesting right now. first of all, you have the interaction with inflation, because we have had so much, rental and home price, moderation. And we've actually had home prices have fallen year over year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rental prices have also come down quite a bit. And because of the way that, the inflation measures, to take these things into account, there is a bit of a lag, so all that is going to play out over the next 6 to 9 months, and provide some more moderating effects to inflation. But I think what we've seen more recently is that housing demand, housing activity has started to perk up a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I know in our own backyard we've certainly seen that, but I think the national numbers bear that out to some degree. So I think people are just kind of over the fact that that rates are where they are. They're not going down anytime soon, and they've tried to sit on the sidelines as long as they could. But now dad's working from home, mom's working from home. We need more space. Everyone's going crazy, and we gotta pull the trigger on.
People kind of surrender to the fact, okay, these are our interest rates now, and so we're gonna have to make a few budgetary adjustments to get into that new home for sure.
Yeah, and another interesting dynamic is sort of the mix between the resale market and the new homes market, because people have they're calling it the golden handcuffs, right? The 3% mortgage. So supply in the resale market is just still so low right now.
Yeah, nobody's
and,
budget.
Yeah, more and more people are turning to the new homes market. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a lot of construction activity, both for single and multifamily homes, for that reason.
Yeah, I know in my area, just down the road here in San Diego, there's still a ton of building going on, brand new homes. So something's going on. So, and I think for like first-time home buyers, I think that would be very attractive, right? A lot of those brand new homes being built.
And we're seeing builders, use rate buy down, so they're able to actually offer more attractive rates than you could get. Many times on the market.
So. Oh my gosh, what interesting times we live in, sir. You mentioned jobs earlier. What's going on the job front? Because you said that wages are still pretty high. Yeah. So, but what's going on with the actual job front?
The labor market's still pretty tight. I think it's not nearly as hot as it was at its peak. Mm-hmm. It started to cool off a little bit. Mm-hmm. We see that in the rate of quits and the rate of hires has started to slow down. Mm-hmm. But unemployment, even though it's picked up a little bit, is still below 4%. We just got numbers on unemployment claims, and those continue to still be really low right now. So I think all available evidence is that it's still a really good market for workers right now.
Indeed. And my last question I always ask you is, what's the credit union connection here? What can they do, or what? How does all this impact them?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of differences in terms of certain people are faring great in this economy and certain people aren't. So there's still a lot of people out there who are struggling, who are in need of financial assistance right now. And so I think there's still lots of opportunities for credit unions. We continue to see on the bank side a lot of banks uprooting branches from communities.
Yeah, well, Dan was on stage the opening day talking about that. Yeah,
that's right. And so that, you know, creates more opportunities again for credit unions to sort of fill that vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunities. You know, I think as credit unions think about kind of the interest rate outlook. You know, my advice to them would be the same advice I offered at the outset of this year, which is, you know, respect the possibility of a recession. But you know, I think there is reason for optimism that we can avoid it. But I think they need to think about the possibility that rates, especially in 2024, may need to ratchet up even further, because I do think we're going to avoid recession, but there is a possibility that the economy could continue to you know, gradually accelerate to a level that maybe the Fed wants to get rates over 6%.
Oh,
I think
boy.
That's a possibility.
Oh boy. Well, yeah, it's your job. I always say your job must be an adventure, because it's never the same 2 days in a row. So yeah, there's always something cooking going on in the economy. Did I miss anything, Kurt? Did we cover everything? Did I miss something that is of value to folks out there that you might want to share?
You know, there's always more to talk about, but I think we did a pretty good job. Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, Kurt Long from NAFQ, Chief Economist and VP of Research there. So keep up the good work there. I always enjoy these talks because it's such an education for me as well. So I'm very selfish in this area, Kurt. So I appreciate your time and your expertise, and then delivering this message to the industry. So I think it's a great help. So appreciate
it. Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you. Likewise, sir. Well done, sir.
It started. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President CEO Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.